Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Technology executive Bob Lee, who created the mobile payment service Cash App and Android's core library on the world's most used operating system, was stabbed to death in San Francisco, California yesterday morning. He was 43 years old. Lee was attacked in the city's downtown Rincon Hill neighborhood at 2:35 a.m. Pacific. San Francisco police have no suspects in custody and no further details. Former President Trump and GOP 2024 presidential frontrunner is accused of orchestrating a scheme to bolster his 2016 presidential campaign. Manhattan prosecutors allege the 45th president pleaded not guilty to the charges during an hour-long court appearance in Manhattan yesterday. District Attorney Alvin Bragg.
Earlier this afternoon, Donald Trump was arraigned on a New York Supreme Court indictment, returned by a Manhattan grand jury on 34 felony counts of falsifying business records in the first degree.
One of Trump's lawyers.
He's frustrated, he's upset, but I'll tell you what, he's motivated, and it's not going to stop him, and it's not going to slow him down.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
What makes a banana republic? It's not about what you did, it's who you are. Bill Clinton was president of the United States. He lied under oath about sexual allegations. Did he get prosecuted? Hillary Clinton was a candidate, Democratic candidate for president. She destroyed 33,000 emails, and people on her staff took a hammer to a hard drive. What's the off-ramp here? To win in 2024.
The U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals awarded former President Trump $122,000 in attorney fees from Stormy Daniels yesterday. This money is in addition to the roughly $500,000 she was ordered to pay Trump last year. The U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruling is separate from the Manhattan case. We are USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wisconsin voters yesterday elected Judge Janet Protasiewicz, who is backed by the Democrat Party. This now sets the stage for challenges to the state's 1849 law banning most abortions and a potential redrawing of the state's current electoral maps. Chicago, Illinois decided on its new mayor yesterday after a tight race between two blues, with the progressive Bernie Sanders-endorsed Democrat taking the keys to the Chicago mayor's office. Progressive Cook County Commissioner Brandon Johnson defeated his moderate opponent, former Chicago Public Schools CEO Paul Vallis. Alzheimer's seems to be playing favorites when it comes to the sexes.
Alzheimer's disease hits women harder than men, according to a new study from the Alzheimer's Association. But the biological reasons for this, not yet understood. The study found that women who went through menopause early, or women who tried hormone replacement therapy 5 years after menopause, have higher levels of the protein tau in their brains. High amounts of that protein are red flags for Alzheimer's disease. I'm John Schaefer.
A YouTuber was shot in the stomach on April 2nd in a Virginia mall after doing what he called a practical
joke. Tanner Cook is a member of the Classified Goons, a group that's been posting prank videos on YouTube. Cook was shot in the stomach and liver while recording a Classified Goons video inside a mall in Sterling, Virginia. The suspected shooter, 31-year-old Alan Coley, was arrested and charged with multiple counts. No word on what the prank was. Lance Pry, USA News.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We're on standby for Dr. Richard Orso. Looking forward to having him on to give us an update on all things COVID. You know, where we are, all that we have experienced, mask mandates, the vaccination, does it work, does it not work, myocarditis, what is the latest on that? More indication that it is problematic. They're trying to suggest maybe not as problematic as reported. But, you know, this is part of the challenge that we have when things aren't as transparent as they need to be. And the reason they're not transparent, because it's all about power and control, right? Did we go through enough of that exercise to realize that it had nothing to do about America's health care, but everything to do about power and control? Because look what happened. We know we lost control of our energy sector. We lost control of our presidency. We lost control of our school systems. We lost control of our health care. I mean, all these sectors, the idea of freedom being involved in any of these sectors vapored because of COVID. Do you not see that? And this is what the left did. We keep saying the left, but you know, call it out for whatever it is that you want to do. But, you know, here it is, Joe Biden, who was supposed to be the moderator, right? And he was supposed to be in our best interest. 80 million people supposedly were convinced that he would do the job for us. Well, here we are 2.5 years later. What kind of job did he do for us? The borders are wide open. We've got terrorists coming across, people on the terrorist watch list. Numbers that are just are beyond the pale. And the people that are coming in are beholden to the cartels. Well, how faithful do you think they're going to be to an America who is, you know, playing their host, neighbors, everyday citizens who in some cases are welcoming them to their community, coming alongside churches, NGOs, and here they are and promised, you know, government support, our tax money going to support them. And what's going to happen? And as Chris Chmielewski had reported earlier, there's a report that, you know, we don't have quite the number of jobs, and we're talking entry-level jobs of which, you know, these migrants would be filling. They're just not there. They're not even there for citizens, much less for these migrants coming in. So what's going to happen? Because government money and government cheese can only go so far. They're going to go to their connections in the cartel and say, okay, what do you want me to do? What do I need to do? I need to provide for my family. And so now you're going to have an increase in dark money, people being paid under the table, people being paid less than minimum wage, beholden to the cartels, not claiming any allegiance whatsoever to America, who saved them from a horrendous life or country experience that they were living in. They traveled thousands of miles to come and participate in the American dream, and it's been greatly discounted. And so desperately, they would do whatever any of us would do, and that is that we've got to provide for our families whatever it takes. And if this leads them into an arena that is less than legal, be that as it may, and you've got hundreds of thousands, millions of people in this predicament, we're not providing for them a career path that is win-win, that really gives them a, you know, the optimum opportunity to become citizens, to be, you know, contributing citizens to this great American idea. I, you know, this amazes me how Mayorkas, and Mayorkas, of course, coming from Cuba, he had to know what was going on. And maybe he just got so jaded because of the influence of communism where he grew up that he thinks, okay, well then, you know, we just have to sell out totally and take care of everybody because of his worldview and what he saw, what happened in communist Cuba. And, you know, and it's interesting when you have people like this, it's much the same thing as, you know, the comparison between, you know, Barack Obama and Dinesh D'Souza, coming from, you know, similar backgrounds, you might say, in how one makes a turn to the left, one makes a turn to the right, and you go, well, how can this be? But it is. And just like if you go down to Cayo Ocho in Miami, you check it out and you talk to the immigrants there, the people who come from Cuba, experienced Cuban communism, and they love America. They kiss the ground they walk on. Is it perfect? I'm not suggesting that. And look at, we're humanoids. Okay, nobody's perfect. We're not claiming perfect. But compared to where they were at in Cuba, this is a blessing, an opportunity, and some have made the most of it. Some have not. We know that. But, you know, we hope after everything is all said and done, we've given people more of an option to be successful than less. But what's happening, we're overloading the system in such a way that there's going to be a breakdown in it. We're not going to be able to provide for them, especially when you look at it from the very beginning. Okay, more and more what we're appreciating here is that systems, the reason you have systems is so that they'll produce a predicted result, right? The Constitution, when you look at the Constitution and you go through it, there's a particular result that occurs when you follow the Constitution, like the Word of God, like the Ten Commandments. What happens? You follow them, you are blessed. You break those laws and you're cursed. Pretty basic, right? So all systems are designed to provide a specific outcome. And lest you think otherwise, the systems that have taken over in our country today are antithetical to our U.S. Constitution. Okay? I mean, it is clear, and there is another agenda that is afoot. I mean, you've heard us talk about this one world government movement, Klaus Schwab, who says, you know, by a specific year, his system, 2030, you will own nothing and you'll like it. Imagine that. Here we are, a country that has been raised in the Constitution, even though some of our teachers in the modern era don't believe in it, and they've done a disservice to our kids. But again, it's the family's responsibility. You can blame education, you can blame the teachers, but really you've got to look in the mirror. This is what we've done. We've allowed this to happen to our kids. And we've left them defenseless. We really have. And I get it. I mean, look, at everybody's working their butts off because we're so driven by the almighty dollar and the consumeristic benefits, theoretically. But it's been our families that have paid the price. Can you not see that? our kids, this next generation, have paid the price, and I can only hope and pray that maybe they've learned, in a sense, because sometimes we learn in all sorts of ways, on all experiences. As I tell my kids all the time, experience defines preference. And that experience is neutral. It's good or bad experience. That can define preference. And hopefully for the kids, or for this next generation, they've learned, they've learned from watching the mistakes that their parents have made. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular three-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your three-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Good news. Not all communication is being canceled, especially for the case of a Tennessee woman who was recently kidnapped by her ex-boyfriend. This is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. The victim was able to communicate to a clerk with a simple hand gesture that she needed help. The savvy clerk understood the hand gesture and called police, who were able to rescue the woman. It reminds us just how important communication is to our human culture. It connects us with family, friends, even would-be heroes. Sometimes we never know the difference even a smile can make for someone who may be losing hope for human connection. A word of encouragement, a touch, something that costs so little can be so priceless. Let's make today the day that we look for an opportunity to encourage and lift a fellow sojourner in this life that we're navigating. You never know, you may find yourself at the right place in time to be the difference for a fellow man or woman.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
After the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. And we've got Dr. Richard Urso. He joins us now, the co-founder of the International Alliance of Physicians and Medical Scientists. Dr. Urso, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, we've got 10 minutes here to kind of give people an update. What's going on? You know, what's the latest with COVID? In the first segment, I talked about COVID. This whole issue of COVID became an issue not about medical care, but about power and control. And that's clearly evidenced by the fruit and the results of what we saw happen during COVID.
Well, you know, we've talked about this before. The pandemic policies were the actual things that held us back. And now you're starting to get all these information coming out where Pfizer hid data on the immunity that they knew was waning early. In April of 2021, they knew that the immunity was waning. And that they could have put that that information out there to the public.
That has to do with the immunity from the vaccination, right?
Correct.
Not natural. Not to be confused with natural immunity. Another deal altogether. Go ahead.
So natural immunity, and that's a good point, and I'm going to bring this up. So we had some data showing that SARS-CoV-1, which in 2003. Those patients that had SARS-CoV-1 immunity 18 years later still demonstrated immunity, which prevented serious death or hospitalization to SARS-CoV-2 18 years later. So immunity is long, strong, and durable even to SARS-CoV-1, never mind SARS-CoV-2, which would give you protection against serious events and hospitalization. So yeah, that data should have been out there from the beginning. It was the Achilles heel of the entire program. And Pfizer and Moderna knew that. So they did not include a single patient in their study who had natural immunity. For people who don't know how important this is, Pfizer and Moderna knew it, and that's why they didn't include any person with natural immunity in any of their studies, because they knew that would mess the studies up.
Unless we forget, Dr. Fauci touted that natural immunity was only good for a couple of months. He kind of poo-pooed the idea of natural immunity. And this isn't something that I'm conjecturing. This is exactly what he said, did he not?
Well, you know, he's duplicitous on that statement. So a couple of years ago, when asked about natural immunity and the flu, which, of course, is another respiratory virus, coronaviruses and the flu virus, influenza viruses are typical respiratory cold viruses.
Mm-hmm.
And he spoke to the fact that natural immunity was the most powerful immunity because you get exposed to the entire virus as opposed to a small section of the virus. Remember, immunity to the spike protein in the vaccine is only 12% of the entire virus genome. When you get immunity to the entire virus, when you get sick from the virus, you're getting into the 29 different proteins, the nucleocapsid particularly, the spike, the membrane, the envelope. All these things create barriers to further infections, and this was a big part of something that we all knew, and that's what we were taught. Medicine 101, there's nothing special. When he went against that, I could not believe that he was going against the tenets of basic immunology saying things like that.
Well, you know, and to that point, Dr. Urso, what did that do with the medical community? I mean, here is Dr. Fauci, who is leading the way. He is the spokesman for the government, and he is, you know, saying words that clearly conflict with what you know to be fact, you know, not only by what you were taught, but by your experience. That had to just, you know, really mess with the heads of the, you know, medical community who had made that, you know, that ultimate commitment when it comes to your profession to do no harm.
So this is, you know, this is where he really falls down, because in public health, you need to be honest and transparent, or you're going to create issues like we're seeing now with all the vaccine hesitancy and the mistrust in the government. And Fauci is the main mouthpiece that created all that. He said many things that were not true. And now the evidence is so overwhelming that we, you know, he said things like, hey, just in case you do get sick, if you're vaccinated, it's like you don't even know you got infected. He just said things on, you know, you like, hey, when you're vaccinated, you become a dead end to the virus. none of these things are true.
Right.
And they've never been true. My thoughts on this are, he is the reason why we have so much vaccine hesitancy right now.
Mm-hmm.
This is he caused it by being non-transparent and basically lying over and over to the general public.
And of course, those that are desirous of power and control are not going to let this go to waste. What I see is this is a setup. Okay, we're finally going to come to that conclusion that Dr. Fauci did harm, but that we need to rely on somebody better. This is why we're being set up on this backdoor, dark room agreement between the president and the WHO, that going forward, they would have full control of any pandemic, and they would become the spokesperson. And this is what happens when people are interested in power and control. They just keep offering something, you know, that they perceive to be better and convince the public, well, you know, Dr. Fauci, and they'll throw him under the bus in order to bring the WHO around, and they'll be leading the way. Do you see that happening?
I'm going to say I think that's probably their smart move. But the fact is, they're not the only ones who lied. It's an entire process where every leader of the agencies, the WHO, he's not even a doctor, and he should not be leading the way.
Mm-hmm.
They have people like Bill Gates leading the way in the WHO and around the world. He's basically profiting massively from all mm-hmm. this. And so we basically have the fox watching the hen house. We have Bill Gates influencing all of these institutions. The stakeholders basically are controlling the entire narrative, and they're lying to the public. So the WHO, the FDA, the CDC, and the NIH have been sending out messaging that has been awful, and we need mm-hmm. to correct that at all levels. We cannot have public health agencies with a complete lack of public trust, and trying to throw just Fauci under the bus is probably inappropriate. It's a system-wide issue.
Mm. Yeah, but they need a scapegoat, and he's convenient. And after all, I mean, he's going to land very well. He's got a golden parachute for his retirement years, so nothing to worry about. And there will still be some of those institutions on the left that will still, you know, honor and glorify him. Life will go on for Dr. Fauci. But meanwhile, millions of people have died because of this, you know, this profit motive that seemed to be driving, responsible medical care during a pandemic when we needed transparency and we needed, you know, the profession to be leading the way in the best interests of the healthcare for all peoples.
Yeah, and this is an ongoing thing. I'm not going to repeat what you just said. It was very well said. I'm going to add on to it by saying what we're seeing in the wake of all this is the incredible excess death, 40% increased death in the 2021. We're seeing massive amounts in excess deaths in all the countries where there's high vaccination rates above 75%. You're seeing massive long-term rises in the death rates, and you're seeing a decrease in the fertility also in those countries of about 8 to 10%. We're going to basically, if this continues, the world's population will be decreased in half in less than 5 years. So we have seen a massive die-off starting up, and it's scary.
Are we going to see, we've got less than a minute left, Dr. Urso, and this is a big question. You and I can, you know, revisit it another time, but really quickly. Are we going to see, because of the vaccination, that it ends up compromising our natural immunity?
Yes, it is. And I'm going to give you the simple explanation. Lipid nanoparticles destroy white blood cells. They natural killer cells, cytotoxic T cells. They are injured. That's in the data. That's in the literature. They're highly inflammatory. That alone, that whole platform is going to be dangerous for the human race and for mankind and for actually animals. They're highly inflammatory. We need to get that thing wiped off the market.
Stay tuned for more details. Dr. Richard Urso, thank you.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
USA News Update. Brandon Johnson has defeated Paul Vallis to become the next mayor of Chicago. Johnson, a Cook County commissioner and Chicago teachers union organizer, won in a very close election over Vallis, a former Chicago Public Schools CEO. Johnson had his victory speech.
Chicago, tonight is just the beginning. With our voices and our votes, we have ushered in a new chapter in the history of our city.
Taiwan's President Tsai is in California and will meet with lawmakers today. Florida Representative Carlos Jimenez on Fox News this morning will be in that meeting.
Taiwan is a democratic country. They share, you know, our ideals, and we need to make sure that she knows that we stand with Taiwan. There is a good bipartisan support for Taiwan in the U.S. House of Representatives.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we've got back with us Ryan Bomberger, the Emmy Award-winning creative professional who founded the Radiance Foundation, along with his wife, Bethany. Their latest book, She Is She, quite outstanding. I had a chance to meet Ryan here recently in Florida. He was a speaker at CareNet, a great organization here on the Treasure Coast. And I got to tell you, Ryan, boy, you had the audience in the palm of your hand. What a great story, you know, about your family and your own personal experience.
It was a joy, just speaking on behalf of CareNet. It was great to meet you in person as well.
Yes. Yeah,
right. Just an amazing night with some awesome supporters who just support mamas and their babies.
Yeah, exactly. When we first talked about your book, She Is She, there was so much of your backstory that we didn't get a chance to address. And if it's okay with you, I'd like you to share that with our audience, because in light of all that's being discussed and debated over regarding the issue of abortion, yours is a unique redemptive story, and one that you know, falls into the exceptional realm that says that in the event of a rape, aborting a child is justified. In your specific case, you are grateful for the courage of your mother to do what she did, to provide life for one Ryan Bomberger, and not only for you, but your family and your extended family.
Absolutely. My birth mom's courageous decision will have reverberations for generations. I mean, of course, she never could have imagined what would have resulted from that singular decision, but I'm super grateful. grateful, and I would say that my family, both the immediate and my extended family, are grateful that I'm alive. But she really chose to be stronger than abortion. And many women do. And yet our culture keeps telling women, you know, you can't do this. You can't face the unplanned. But because my birth mom did, and not only gave me life, but gave me the incredible gift of adoption to be able to grow up in a beautifully diverse family of 15, right. or 13 yeah. kids, 10 of us were adopted. I'm grateful. Now I'm an adoptive dad. I have 4 kiddos of my own, 2 of whom were adopted, and that started with her decision.
Yeah, exactly. And amazing how that has influenced your life and influenced others around you. Again, what a blessing where others, you know, again, the courage of your mom. And you shared with the audience that you have not connected with your birth mom, but you did. You were able to obtain your birth certificate.
I did. Pennsylvania changed its laws several years ago, and so I could request my non-certified but original birth certificate. So I received that about a month and a half ago now. And for the first time in my life, for the first time ever, I got to see her name, and her name is Sharon. I've never had an image of in my mind of her, and I've never had an idea of what her name was. But I got to see her full name, which I don't reveal the full name, but her first name is Sharon. And that was really powerful and moving for me and my family, for me to finally know even just that little bit of information.
Well, I've got to tell you, my immediate reaction was to pray for your mom and that God would bless her in such a miraculous way, in only the way that he could, for the courage that she demonstrated in, you know, allowing you to realize life, to be adopted by this family. I also share with the audience what you talked about, the 3 naturally born, how you referred to the 3 homeborn siblings in your family.
The first 3, my siblings, Dory, Corinne, and Todd, I'm sorry, but I call them the homemade ones. And
yes.
I mean, they were. And
yes.
I don't know, we have to kind of distinguish them between, I guess, the adopted ones. Although I will say that there was no distinguishing with my parents. They loved us all the same. And 2 of the first Bomberger kids are also adoptive parents. And it's just really amazing just how much my parents' love and faith really became part of our own lives. But yeah, they're the originals. Maybe that's a better label.
I like that. The homegrown, is that what you say?
Homemade.
The homemade. Homemade, rather, yes. Yes.
But we're all originals, though, when I think about it. We're all originals. We all have unique DNA. So maybe originals won't work either. But so I'll stick with the homemade.
Yeah, right. The homemade, I liked it. I mean, it just cracked me up and cracked up the audience to think of it in those terms. Because there you are. You're a Christian family of 15. And as you say, 3 homemade. And then you've got all these adopted children that look like the United Nations.
Yes.
If you can say that, right?
Well, right, and you saw the larger picture with 64 people in it, which was actually missing 15 more added since that picture was taken.
Right,
It's a mixture, and it's just a testament to a God of diversity. True diversity. He creates not just different colors, but we're different sizes and shapes, and we have different experiences. There are so many things that make us different, but the most important thing, actually, is what we have in common. And our commonality is even more powerful. And the fact that we're all one human race, which I talked about too in that presentation.
Yeah.
And that's from God. We're made from one blood.
Amen.
God created us all.
God, you think about that. That's awesome. I mean, or as C.S. Lewis would say, ineffable, beyond awesome. To think that our Creator would be able to do that. And this is what allows us to appreciate the specialness of each person. As one has been known to say that I've never, as a result in appreciating that we're all made in the image of God in only the way that God can do it. His response was, I've never met a mere mortal. You know, that's how incredible, no matter what station in life, that is not some mere mortal, someone made in the image of God of the same blood as we all carry. That is just you know, it's hard to put in words how miraculous and how powerful that is. But what a great story. And the fact that you go around the country sharing that with others is quite the encouragement. And especially for moms and even dads now, because, you know, dads have been edited out of the process. But we're realizing in this movement, this organic movement that has taken place, that has reversed Roe v. Wade as we've known it for 50 years. It's because both men and women, their voices are being heard. It's an organic response based on 50 years of real life experience. Right, Ryan?
Right. Exactly. Real life has a way of eventually, you know, shining light on the truth. We live in a very surreal time where people don't want to accept reality and want to accept all the fakeness they can. And the reality is that God created us male and female, and he created the family unit as the ideal situation for a child to grow up and to flourish in a married family unit with a husband and wife, mother and father. But we have a culture that keeps trying to buck that reality, and we see the disastrous consequences of it. I've worked in inner city ministries for many, many years of my adult life, and we see it all across America, inner city and the suburbs and in rural areas. When we deviate from God's design, there are always disastrous consequences.
You know, you and I talked after your speech there in Florida, and I shared with you, and I want to share it with our audience, what a friend had shared with me regarding how many people it takes for a child to be born today, and that each child stands on the shoulders of a total of 4,079 people over a span of 12 generations. When you consider that each child requires a mother and father, two sets of grandparents, you got four sets of great grandparents. I mean, you know, the line just goes on. You just see this pyramid evolving down to 12 generations, and it totals 4,079 people for one child to have life today. You know, that just blows me away.
And then blew me away when you told me that, because it just kind of puts the substance to something that's so abstract. But when you pull somebody from the frames of our lives, when abortion violently removes one life, oh my word, 4,079 and beyond.
Right.
Because you're only talking 12 generations. And then beyond that,
exactly.
It's unbelievable what we do to ourselves.
We're going to go to a quick break. We've got more from Ryan Bomberger after this. Stay with us.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
We're back with the America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Ryan Bomberger is with us. An incredible story. He is the co-author of She Is She with his wife, Bethany. It is a great book to read and to realign your perspective on what God has intended. Yes, God really did say that he created them, man and woman, and that's keeps coming up, the question, did God really say? I mean, he didn't ask the question. He spoke it out. He said exactly what he meant, Ryan, and yet the audacity of this current generation is one to question, you know, God's sincerity, right?
Right.
I mean, it's amazing. Yeah, go ahead.
It's tragic. I mean, and it never goes well for us when we keep the things that God says so simply.
Right. And here we are. This latest release is based on a recent poll revealed that a majority of Americans believe pharmaceutical companies and doctors who push puberty blockers and body mutilating sex change surgeries on children should be held liable. 100%. Go ahead.
It's really unbelievable that, one, we give so much authority to the medical establishment. They're not any more moral than the next human being. In fact, in many cases, they're far less moral. I mean, there have been a history, a litany of times when the medical establishment has done horrific things. Tuskegee, I mean, Nazi scientists experiments, Gosnell supercoil experiment. I mean, the list goes on and on of these experiments on unwitting individuals. People didn't volunteer or sign up for this. You know, like the children with cerebral palsy at Sonoma State Hospital. There are so many cases where the medical establishment has said, you know what, we're going to play God here, and we're going to pretend that, you know, what we're passing off as science is actually science. It's not. It's politics. And you have that right now with this whole cult of transgenderism, where we're denying that we even know that there are two genders, two sexes, male and female, and willingly giving a, you know, encouraging lifetime drug addiction and these body mutilating surgeries, but we're all supposed to smile and wave and throw glitter and rainbows at it. And it's child abuse, and they're targeting this toward children. And it's happening increasingly. It's happening in schools where they are secretly doing this, and I'm putting transitioning in quotes. You cannot transition from one gender to the other. It doesn't matter what kind of body mutilation happens. It doesn't matter which kind of carcinogenic drugs are introduced. You can never change from a male to a female. This is something in our DNA at the point of fertilization. It's not assigned to us at birth, which medical associations say all the time. It is in our DNA at the moment of conception.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. And here it is, these scientists that should know better, they want to alter, you know, certain aspects, specific aspects, okay? You know, your breast, your genitalia, but they forget the DNA. I mean, how do you ignore the DNA that is the inner makeup and the inner structure of humanity?
One, it's so tragic because you have these detransitioners. If you ever heard of any of their stories, like Chloe Cole, you hear their stories, and these are young girls who were lied to by these medical professionals, by big pharma. You know, oh, you can just pause puberty. No, you can't pause puberty. When you're introducing a drug that works against your natural design, they're going to be the natural consequences to that.
Exactly.
It's so tragic because so many of these young people who experience something that a lot of other kids actually experience and they grow out of. I mean, they're little boys that think, I'm a tiger. Okay. And they will act like, my son used to run around like a panther all the time. He loved Go Diego Go. But he wasn't a panther. And I'm not going to get into that because my five-year-old thinks that he's an animal. Of course not. Mm-hmm. But yet, this is what Big Pharma and these medical professionals want us to do, is to listen to the child. No, we're the adults. Let's guide the children into what is true and what is good. And that's not what's happening with these so-called medical professionals.
Why are we surprised? The medical professionals lied to us 50 years ago about abortion, right? Rare, safe, anything but. These abortifacient pills, these chemical abortions that they're throwing out there right now, mail order, how dangerous is that? Some states are wising up and outlawing them for the safety, the true safety. And it is galling to hear some of these politicians and these pro-abortionists talk about how it represents, health care for women. When women are home alone, in many cases in their apartments, have taken the abortifacient pill, and they are in agony. You know, they're not doing it in the safety of a hospital, and the damage that is being done to these women, these young girls, is beyond disgusting. It's beyond horrific. It's beyond responsible. And I believe, to your point, that they should be held accountable because they lied, just like I believe, you know, that they should be held accountable to these women and these families that aborted their children thinking that it was nothing, that it was just some sort of excess flesh or like a tumor being removed. And they're so appalled right now that after 50 years experience of all these lies, that this natural organic movement of against abortion, that women and men are speaking out against it because they've experienced it firsthand, just like these girls who have experienced and boys have experienced the effects of this transgender movement and, this money that hospitals have garnered, you know, in order to do these surgeries at $100,000 a clip. And some now have said, whoa, maybe we've gone too far, and they backed off. But, you know, meanwhile, the damage has already been done, Ryan.
The damage has been done, and this is irreversible damage, just like Abigail Schreier has written in her book. I mean, this is the kind of stuff. Vanderbilt University was exposed when Matt Walsh showed that they are talking about the dollar signs. This is big money. Well, just like abortion is big business. I mean, they would compare Planned Parenthood. Continues to actually, a number of their affiliates compare abortion to having a tooth pulled. You know what? People don't have support groups because they've had their tooth pulled, but millions of men and women have support groups because they destroyed their child and it has destroyed their lives. And I, as a Christian, I know God brings wholeness and healing, and I thank God for that and for pregnancy centers that offer post-abortion healing. But what is the aftermath? We're already seeing it now. But what will be the aftermath even in a few years of this current sexual revolution and the recovery, the emotional recovery, the physical recovery, which, you know, I said it's irreversible. Some of these things you can't do anything about. It's unbelievable that people are, well, this is humanity. I mean, humanity has been marked by greed and selfishness for a long time. But the profit makers, the predatory industries that are targeting the vulnerable, it's unbelievable. And people of good conscience, especially Christians, should be speaking up and saying, no. There is a better way. I'm not buying this inclusivity garbage. I am saying this is a direct attack on the image of God in both male and female. It's a direct attack, and they are specifically targeting young children with this propaganda, and that will lead to nothing but death and discrimination.
The most vulnerable. I mean, they're not content with the destruction of those in a mother's womb who cannot speak out for themselves. Now they're going to the next level. Now they're going to these young kids. And it's disgusting that you have public education officials participating in this as well, in encouraging the kids not to say anything to their parents and setting up appointments for them to receive a gender reassignment, quote unquote. Ryan Bromberger is with us. He's the chief creative officer and co-founder of the Radiance Foundation, co-author of the book She Is She. You know, when you pause and think about this, I remember in the hearings for the justice, Ketanji Brown Jackson, and when she couldn't define And maybe not so much couldn't, but refused to define what a woman is, was a seminal moment in my mind, Ryan. And I said, are we in trouble or what?
Yes. I mean, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson. I mean, the most absurd hearing. I mean, aside from the circus that was the Kavanaugh hearing and the circus that was the, you know, Justice Amy Coney Barrett, those were circuses. And of course, you know, Justice Thomas, Clarence Thomas, of course.
Yeah, more so. Yeah, right.
But hers was just insane. Insane in that here you have a black woman who is saying, we need more black women in the Supreme Court, but yet she can't define what a woman is. I guess she can't define what black is either. It's so insane that we cannot talk about the simplest of basic truths. But this is where we're at, where a woman can't even define who and what she is. A woman who actually decries this this alleged, you know, patriarchy that is everywhere. But transgenderism is actual, it's LGBT patriarchy. It's men going into women's spaces and taking over. I mean, yeah. We see it in sports, we see it in pageants, and apparently now, you know, with Dr. Jill Biden, the first lady, or whatever you now call the first lady, giving an award for women, International Women of Courage Award, to a man.
Yeah. This is bizarre. I mean, of course, the Bible warns us that there will be that day when evil will be called good, good will be called evil. We're right smack dab in the middle of it, Ryan. We got about 49 seconds left.
Yeah, exactly.
All at the expense of the coming generations. Heaven help us. Heaven help us, Ryan.
And you know, and the good thing is heaven does help us. And that's why the word of God is so important. That's why having a biblical worldview is important. In fact, you mentioned She Is She. If you go to sheisshe.com, we have great resources on there about this whole gender radicalism. The resources on the page go much deeper than the book. The book is age appropriate for kids 2 to 8.
Ryan Bromberger, you're awesome. Thank you so much for the time. The Chief Creative Officer, co-founder of the Radiance Foundation. You can find out more information about the foundation at radiance.life. Thanks, Ryan. God bless. Take care.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We all have heard about the benefits.